Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Sidebar with Cindy.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of Afropolitan. Welcome to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwe Van Sale. The time is 1 minute past seven, and this evening we'll be talking about names. What does your name mean? And is it a good name? Is it a positive name? Were you named after a sad incident in your family? We'll be talking about all of that with Gogo Katie tonight, coming up after this.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwe Van Sale. So names are very important to us as African people. And tonight we're talking about our names. And I want to know from you, what does your name mean? And what's the power behind your name? You know, I know that a lot of grandparents like giving babies names. And many times the name is associated with an incident or something that is happening at the time that you were born. And we'll be talking about that. So we'll be talking about African naming traditions and also talking about the purpose of our naming traditions. If you have a name that you don't like, have you changed your name? And did you have to ask permission from your parents to change it? Did you have to talk to your family to change your name? Who did you talk to if you didn't like your name and you had to change it? I mean, I'll start with my name. My name is Cindy Siwe. So my first name is Doreen. I was named after my granny's sister, Uaida Doreen Mahamba Sithole. And my second name, Cindy Siwe, came about because when I was born prim. I came out 2 months early. And I was it was touch and go, I was a prim. And then I survived. So my mom and them decided to name me Cindy Siwe because I was saved in their eyes, I was saved by God. And it's a beautiful name. I love it. But most people call me Cindy. But my full name is Cindy Siwe, and that's the meaning behind it. We are joined online by Ugogo Katie Mbata. She'll be chatting to us about this and really unpacking what it is, what our names mean, and our African naming traditions. Good evening, Ugogo Katie, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
So
it's been a while.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. So, Gogo Katie, I know that you heard my introduction, and that really, I think the reason why we called you is because we know that you'll be able to really explain a lot of these things to us. I tweeted the topic earlier on, and there've been so many responses around names and their meanings. And one of the things that keeps coming through, and this is very interesting to me, is many times parents and grandparents are expecting a certain gender child, and the child comes out and it's not the gender they were expecting, and now they must change the name and so on. And I've always wondered, Uguti, when that happens, and so you're a child growing up knowing that, oh no, they wanted a boy and I came out a girl, or vice versa, is that a heavy thing for a child to carry?
Yes and no. But firstly, since you're talking about names,
yes,
I think I need to introduce myself properly.
Okay.
I got a lot of names.
Yes.
But I go with... So my spiritual name that I'm actually practicing under is Dlanga Mandla.
Okay.
Okay. So many of my clients will know me as Dlanga Mandla, and people who know me from a personal level will know me as Kate.
Okay.
So, so basically those are the names I use mostly when I practice, but my first name is Nokuthula.
Okay.
And then my other spiritual name is Solangani.
Mm.
So there's a list. Anyway, so those are the names that I go by.
So on your birth certificate or on your, let's talk about your ID.
Yes.
Which names
yes.
do you have on your ID at the moment? This is just out of interest sake.
Yes. So my name that I have is Nokuthula Kate Mbata. That's my surname, right? And Dlanga Mandla is my spiritual name. And it's my first spiritual name because I have so many spiritual, or should I say, spirits that I work with. Let's put it this way. So my first one that I answered to was Dlanga Mandla.
Okay.
The second one was Solangani.
Mm.
Okay, so those are my names. So basically, this name thing, it's very, very interesting and powerful. And what you just explained in the question of the family expecting a boy and then the girl is born. Basically, let me take it back to the whole the child being born in a perspective, right? I'm going to speak from a Zulu perspective because I'm Zulu.
Yes.
It will probably apply in other cultures, but I'll only speak from a Zulu perspective and what I know and what I've seen growing up.
Yes.
So basically, spirituality and names, they are very serious, or it's such a powerful thing when it comes to Zulus, and they truly believe that firstly, a child is a gift. That was the foundation. A child is a gift, and we're expecting good things. That was the expectation.
Yes.
So that's why there was a lot of pressure of women having to bear kids, because that's what they consider to be blessings. So with that pressure comes with now, they wanted to now control this blessing. Then they started thinking, okay, so a boy child is more of a blessing than a girl child.
Mm.
Okay? And then, so now the expectation now shifts. So it's no longer just having a child. It's now we're looking at a boy child. So what the boy child is going to do, boy child is going to carry on the same name, the boy child is going to do that, and then there's that pressure.
Mm.
Then a girl child, now there's these now patriarchies that come kicking in. Mm. This is what the girl child will grow up doing. So then the expectation comes where now when you have a child, then the family, now there's a matter of expecting you have to have a boy because of this is the kind of blessing you want.
Yeah, the pressure.
You have to have the pressure, okay. So that's why then you find, hence I'm saying, it is heavy because you come in as a child, just a child, and then there's now a lot of people expecting you to have been a certain sex. Like, you needed to be a boy.
Mm.
Now, guess what? It's a girl. So, firstly, before they even accept you as a gift of just being a child.
A baby, yeah. A healthy,
you know,
baby.
A healthy baby, yes. You now have to live your life trying to prove to everybody that you're good enough.
Exactly.
So, that's another pressure when it comes to the question, just so that I can answer how difficult it is. That's one part of heaviness, especially speaking from their context with. They were not expecting for you to come out as that sex.
Mm.
So now you spend your whole entire life trying to prove them I'm good enough.
Mm.
Okay? And along with that, because there's such a disappointment, because there is a level of expectation, then comes the name that they're going to give you.
Mm.
And half the time, when they're not happy with you becoming a girl and they don't see you as a blessing, for instance, in this context, they'll then give you a name that will describe whatever event that was not so an happy event around your birth.
Mm. Yeah.
And so now, on top of you proving that you're good enough, now you are giving a name because now they feel so disappointed. They don't see it as a blessing. So they're now going to name you after, you know, the one name that comes to mind in a Zulu culture is Matlakala.
Yeah, and that's a name that came up a lot on the timeline.
Yeah.
The explanation, someone took the time to explain to us, you know, the meaning of that name.
Yeah. And those are the one example, when you then understand the name and then sometimes you link into what was happening, then you understand these people were just actually describing the events around your birth.
Yeah.
And the disappointment, you know, and this old pressure put on you, like you disappointed us, now we have to start again, all of those things. And even with the boy child, you know, you have instances where there was a lot of noise around the boy child being born into the family, and then you get your names like Umpiaki.
Mm.
You know, there was a lot of fight. And that's because then the naming of the child shifted from being identifying who you can become, but more of describing the events around your birth.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why this is a negative name then majority of them came to be.
What a beautiful introduction to an interesting show. I think a lot of us have names, we know their meanings, and it's always nice to sit down and dissect how the names came about and so on. And thank you for sharing your names and your spiritual names and how they came about. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwe Fansale, and this evening we're speaking about names and African naming traditions. And you know, later on I'll be asking our guest who's joining us telephonically, Ugogo Katie Langamandla Mbatha about changing your name. You know, if you wake up one day and you decide that, no ways, I don't like my name, you know, what are the implications of changing your name? But before we do that, we're taking calls on 086-000-959. You can SMS us on 36959. The response on Twitter has been overwhelming. The hashtag is SideboardCindy and the other hashtag is KaiFMTalk. I'll try and go through some of those tweets as the show goes on. But we have Ukia calling us on 086-000-959. Kia Mahoba has a story to share around her name. Good evening, Kia, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm super. So my name is Ki Achille. My full name is Ki Achille.
Mm.
And directly translated is I have both. And I love my name personally. But, you know, every time my mom tells me about how I got the name, is sad. Because the role I was supposed to play was to help fix a marriage that was apparently slowly deteriorating. So that was the job that I was supposed to play as a little baby, it seems. But it didn't happen because my parents are still divorced to this day. So that's how I got my name, because my mom wanted to rebuild her home. People would ask me, like, what have you built? And I never really have an answer. But I'd like to think that my name does have a special meaning, and I will live up to it.
Mm.
But I don't put pressure on myself for anything or to live up to my name or anything of that sort. But that is the reason why I got my name.
So you were the baby that was meant to, you know, rekindle the relationship.
Yeah, I was, but it didn't work clearly. It didn't work at all.
And you've never thought of changing your name. I mean, you love your name, you're happy with it.
Never. I love it. And the thing is, growing up, I hardly came across any other Ki Achilles ever.
Okay.
So growing up, the only time I ever came across another Ki Achille was actually in high school. That was the first time I had another interaction with another Ki Achille. My name was never common. So I think I liked the fact that I didn't have a common name like Mbadi or Pade as well, or Gugu,
or
so I liked that. So that's why I love my name. I don't come across a lot of people with that name.
Mm.
But the more you interact with Batswana, then you will come across that name a lot more often. And it's unisex because it's guys who are Ki Achille or girls who are Ki
as well. And before we let you go, Kia, do you think your mom should have shared that story with you, or would you have been happy not to know the origins of your name?
No, I'm glad you shared it. My mom shared quite a lot with me. Just 2 weeks ago, actually, she was just sharing with me about how when I was coming, she literally had to take herself to the hospital because my dad was AWOL, you know, stuff like that. So it's sad to hear the story because I think I can do about it now.
Mm.
But I think it helps to give context because I've got a second name that I have no clue about, to be honest. Like, I've got a second name and I've never really made the effort to find out
how that name came about.
But what my mom tells me is that my dad put that name on there when he went to go register me without telling her. So I didn't even know I had that second name until I registered for my ID.
And this name comes up on your birth certificate, or
something. And then I get a new printout of my birth certificate, and then how I've got a second name, and I didn't know all my life. So that was interesting. But I love my first name. I'd never change it. The story behind it is touching, it's sad, but I really have no issues with it whatsoever.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Kia, for sharing that with us.
Thanks, Cindy.
So, Gogo Katie, I mean, that's a story that Kia, you know, that's a story that Kia has behind her name. And
yes.
I think a lot of us get told the circumstances under which you were named, good or bad. You know, I think everyone should know how their name came about.
So there's something very interesting that you also need to understand about names. As much as you've explained that some people will get names based on their story, like events that happened, like I've highlighted earlier, or the situation that she was meant to come and solve.
Yeah.
So that's one part. The other part, they also give us an indication of who we are meant to become or what our purpose is. So not necessarily that you're coming to fix your parents' situation, but it also gives you a kind of a hint of what your purpose you came to Earth to do. You might not be fixing your parents' relationship per se, but that's what you're going to be doing as your life purpose, to fixing other people's relationship, or taking what was not working within the dynamic of your parents and changing that and having a successful relationship because now you are a fixer. I'm not sure if I'm making sense.
No, you are making sense, Coco.
Not only does it give you, it gives an indication of what's happening, how people were feeling around your birth, whether they're excited, disappointed, but the names are that powerful that they actually give you an indication of who you are meant to become.
Yeah.
Or what are your gifts and what are you here to solve?
Yeah, like prophetic.
Yes, it's very prophetic. This is what you're going to live up to become. So it's very important that you look at it on both sides and not just the event that it represents, but also what is the bigger picture. You might not have not able to fix it within the home, but maybe that's what you're bringing in the universe. That's what who you're going to become.
Okay.
A fixer. Relationship.
Okay. Well, we'll take more calls on 086-000-959. But before that, I'll just go to Twitter. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwefansel. And I have a wonderful guest online. I'm chatting to Ukoko Katie Nlangamandlambata. And we're speaking about names and African naming traditions. Uma Tsidiso says, I'm condolences to the passing of my grandfather, who I'm also named after. The other name is Ati. He passed away on the Thursday and I was born on the Saturday. And then Unazananda says, my parents left the country in the 80s and went into exile in Zambia and Zimbabwe with one child. They came back in 1990 after the unbanning of the ANC with three children, and then I was born in 1991. My grandma explained, hey, Naske Nazananda, and so I was named Nazananda. And that's a story that he's been told about his name. Very unique name, very interesting name. But we're taking calls on 086-000-959. We have Ukeni calling us from Lenasia. Good evening, Kenny, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks. My name is a Tsonga name, Kensane.
Kensane.
Yes, Kensane, which simply means Thanksgiving. Lebogang Gaswane. And the reason for the name was my mother, when she explains to me that as a married woman, she couldn't bear kids on time. I don't know what time was that, but she couldn't, you know, give birth as when the in-laws would expect. So younger sisters and some of the younger girls from my father's side, they had kids and she didn't have kids, and she was called all sorts of names. And whenever it happened that I was born, then I had to be called Kensane, which means
thank you.
Now, in our culture, as a Tsonga man, if you want to change your name, it's more of, you know, a procedure in terms of the cultural and religious, more cultural practice.
Yeah.
You have to invite the ancestors, you have to do the ceremonies, you have to, and all the uncles must say, come and be there, and, you know, whatever for that to happen. And more often than not, they will discourage it.
Okay.
More often than not, they will discourage it because there is so much value and significance in our names. Example, when I go, say I meet my aunt, who's my father's elder sister.
Yeah.
She won't call me Kenny. She will plainly call me Kensane.
Okay.
Yeah, and on the street I can be Kenny and be Majosi and be whatever, but when I
Kensane.
You're always being addressed with that real maiden kind of a name, because there is always significance in terms of the names they give us, the meaning, the happenings, the scenarios, the culture, the religion. So our names, they don't just come, they always have significance and meaning.
And I think our elders appreciate our names more because they were there when all of these things were happening.
Correct.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Kensane, for telling us that story.
Thank you.
Bye. Evening, we're speaking about names. We're speaking about African naming traditions. We're taking your calls on 086-000-959. The hashtag on social media is SideboardCindy, and the other hashtag is KaiFMTalk. I'm joined online by Ukoko Katie Nlangamandlambata, and she's been chatting to us about naming traditions, what our names mean, and the importance of our names. And so we'll take more calls before we go back to Ukoko Nlangamandla. Lina is calling us from Pimville. Good evening, Lina, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Cindy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm good. I have three names, but I was born with two names. And I got sick as a child. And my dad is originally from Sri Lanka, but they ended up in Mozambique.
Mm-hmm.
So he then took me to Mozambique. Coming back, my name was Lena, meaning light.
Mm.
So growing up, I started having these dreams where I spoke a different language only in my dreams and not in my waking life until one of my dad's cousins came to visit.
Mm.
And I could pick up that this is the language that I speak.
Wow.
So I then interrogated this. To cut the story short, I ended up in Sri Lanka, tracing my roots. And I have two kids, and I vowed I will never name them after anybody in the family because of the responsibility that comes with naming kids. And sometimes the associated trauma that you don't even know about that was in the family.
Mm.
I know for a while I suffered from depression and I would be suicidal, but I didn't know that it was emanating from the name that I have. So this was not my suicide. It was the suicide of the person that I was named after.
Mm.
Until I had to do the ritual to let her rest in peace. So that I don't have to go through what she had been going through.
Mm.
So these names, they can be a blessing and they can be a curse at the same time.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us, Lena.
Pleasure.
Gogo Ndlanga Mandla, coming back to you, you heard Lena's story. What can you comment on that?
Right. Lena's story is what most people are going through in terms of names. And there's a lot of emotion that is associated because they feel like it's a curse. Firstly, I need to clarify that it feels like a curse because you don't know what to do. Let me just put it out there. But it's not a curse. What we need to understand, now taking it deeper into spirituality, we are souls that live through different lifetimes. And so when we live through different lifetimes, when we come into this lifetime, which is called incarnating into this lifetime, we have made a promise with the universe that this is the things we're going to try and achieve and correct. Now, when you are given a name, like in this story, like as she narrated, you don't inherit these things. It's what you already soulfully, and I know it's deep, it will need another show for you guys to understand what I mean, but just so that I can try and help understand is that we're constantly trying to fix what was not done right in the previous lifetime. And so if a family member, because we're all connected spiritually in terms of family,
yes.
So if a family member passes away, then there's that unsettledness in terms of spirituality that they had to go through in this lifetime. Then a child is born, right? And then their names are given to them. So you inherit all of it because there are people who get their blessing because of the name, right? To say you are named after this person and the luck that you have is because they had it. But the opposite is also what you just explained. You also inherit the trauma. So the whole point is to then assist them to kind of get rid of the trauma while they're working through you because of this name. So it's not a curse, but it's also one of the purpose, as I said earlier, that it's one of the things that you will do to help this family member. So when you look at it in the context to say, this is not mine,
yeah.
You're missing the bigger picture of spirituality because it's that deep.
Mm.
And that's why there's a ritual that is done and then it's okay. Because if it's a curse, then you're not going to be okay even after the ritual. So especially it's helping that spiritual, that person that couldn't get rid of this energy. Let me put it that way. Because it is energy, basically, that is still lingering. And so the name kind of carries back. And so if you then take after the name, you inherit everything, the good and the bad. But the bad of it is also part of your lesson. So you need to understand that this is part of your lessons that you are now need to learn in this lifetime. As much as you got it through the name, but don't exclude yourself in a way that it's not meant to be yours. Because if it was not meant to be yours, you wouldn't have been named that name.
Okay.
Nothing happened for just. There's no coincidences.
Okay, well.
So there's a part of you that needs to fix something. Then you learn something. Then you correct it for future people that you need to that come after you in a way. It's very deep, but that's what it means. It's not a curse, because a curse is not to go away.
Great explanation, Gokondlang Amanda. You're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Swe Fansale, and this evening we're speaking about names and African naming traditions. And you know, what does your name mean? Is it a positive name? Did it come at a time of turmoil in your family? Taking more calls on 086-000-959. We have Bupilo calling us from the Vaal. Good evening, Bupilo. Thank you for holding and welcome to the show.
Not a problem. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Okay, just a quick one. Okay, so my name is Bupilo, as in Bupilo, life, which means life. So what had happened was that when my mom explained that to me, was that my grandfather was actually sick in 1985, which is the year I was born. And then after he passed away, she was actually pregnant, and I was born the same month as my grandfather, which this is her dad. So after his passing, then I came into the world and she named me Bupilo. So yeah, she named me after the whole incident that happened of her dad passing. So yeah, this is like an interesting topic, so I just had to call in and share my story.
Thank you so much for sharing.
All right. Thank you.
Taking more calls on 086-000-959. We have Tamara calling us from Centurion. Good evening, Tamara, and welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So, my name is Tamara, as I have introduced myself.
Tamara? Okay, we've lost Tamara. We'll get it back on the line. We have Boy Dumelo calling us from Soweto. Good evening, Boy Dumelo.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Brilliant. I was born January the 1st, the first child to my mother, and I think that's why they call me Victor Medo, because I brought joy to their lives. And I was brought up thinking I was the only child, the eldest child from both my parents, only to later learn that I was actually a second child onto my father's side. He had I have an older brother. Mm. So it was, from his side, it was joy because he had a son and a daughter. And from my mother's side, it's because she had a beautiful bouncy baby, which was born on New Year's Day. Yes.
That's a very special name. But do you find that, just as an aside, do you find that your birthday is overshadowed by it being New Year's Day?
It can get, because even with the gifts, people always come up with excuses to why they can't buy gifts. But I've actually started to appreciate it and say to myself, I enjoy it with the rest of the world. So I'll celebrate it with those who want to be with me. And the advantage is that because I'm born on the 1st, if you're not there to celebrate with me for my birthday, we've got the rest of the year to ignore everyone else's birthday.
And focus on yours.
Yes, no, in a sense that, I mean, if you're unable to come and meet me for my birthday lunch or anything like that, then I can't make it to your birthday lunch as well.
Your boy, Tumelo, that's very
much. It's just for the year. I'm kidding.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Bye.
We have Unhlanhla calling us from Randburg. Good evening, Unhlanhla, and welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks. My name is Unhlanhla. I'm my parents' first child. And yeah, when my dad impregnated my mom, he got so lucky at work. He got paid chunks of money, three successive weeks. That time they were still getting paid in envelopes.
Mm.
So he took that money. By the time they realized they paid him more, he had taken that money to my mom's place to go pay the damages.
Oh.
Yeah, and then when I was eventually born, he said, "I long to analong the telling Nhlanhla." That's how we named Nhlanhla. Oh,
that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Gokko, that was such a sweet story.
Yes, it was. I'm actually smiling.
Me too.
That's also evidence of understanding how deep this thing is. It's not only just us thinking, I'm going to name my child this, but
that what he called a mistake, his dad being paid more, was actually orchestrated on the spiritual realm so that the damage can be paid, because he needed to come in with a clear, you know what, I acknowledge that I've done this to your child, his dad obviously saying to his mom's family, and it was not my intention, and I am sorry. So our intention is also one of the two, because his dad wanted to do that.
Yes.
That's what was in his heart.
Mm.
So him being able to pay that money for him to come and pay damages is also another indication that all of these things are all linked in spirituality. So it's not always about what people thought at the time, but it's also what was happening behind the scenes, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. So just getting back.
And the feeling it comes with, yes.
Okay. Well, just getting back to social media, Ututuzile says, I'm Tutuzile, meaning comfort.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought comfort to my mom when my dad's family rejected her pregnancy. But I do live up to my name because I bring comfort to people I encounter on a daily basis.
Mm.
So Ututu has been able to take a sad circumstance and change it for good.
Yes, so it's exactly what I was saying, to say it speaks to then what you would then become. Not only so, looking at the event, how the name came about, and be stuck in that, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
And taking the actual meaning, or the meaning then to say, okay, fine, now I have this name. What exactly am I supposed to become or to do? It's also partly explaining who you are in terms of characteristics.
Mm.
And the energy, basically, it's the energy that you bring to people. Because if you are Tutuzile in comfort, you don't have to do much if that's the spirit you come with.
And that's what you carry. Yeah.
Your presence is enough, and people just feel comforted by your presence. And then the name is already saying that's the spirit. Because remember, our name is actually just saying, it's an indication of what our souls are. So if we were to want to explain what our souls are like and how do they impact people, our names are one of the things that kind of give an indication, like Tutuzile Nhlanhla. You know, your Nhlanhlas will be in a space where they didn't know why they're there, but suddenly things just goes right.
Yeah.
Everything is a shift to people's luck, even, you know, because that's the energy that you bring. That's, you're so full of who you are in the core.
Okay, so coming back to the lines, we have Ulebu calling us from Soweto on 086-00-00959. Good evening, Lebu. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Cindy. Toroza Nima.
Toroza.
Okay. The way I got it from my mom, okay, she had two kids, first born a girl, and the second child was a guy, was a boy, rather, Temple. Temple passed on when he was a few months old, and she only got me when she was 34 years old. So she was very thankful that she was able to conceive and carry me. Right throughout her term, and I came out perfect with no issues and whatever.
Mm.
And every time I tease her all the time, like, okay. Every time she says thank you, I'm like, yeah, you didn't say I'm Lebohang by a mistake. There was a reason behind that.
Yeah.
But there's another thing is I gave myself a new name.
Okay.
It's not on my ID though, but I gave me a new name. It's not my idea. It's L out of creativity, because adversity, I need to create an email address, and then I just said, okay, I'll just give myself this name, L, E-double-L-E.
Okay.
So people know me as L, but those who know me personally
know that you're Lebohang.
Know that I'm Lebohang, and I'm very thankful for that name.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. We have Lerato calling us from Kempton Park.
Hi, Dr. Basindi.
Hi, Lerato.
Lisedun Koko.
How was the Lerato?
Okay. Not Vitolakake Lerato, but then I had this other name that was given to me by my grandmother, which is Mpotseng. I hated that name. I hated it so much. But when I went through my spiritual journey, And my aunt had to explain the name Mputeng, why I was called Mputeng. I became to love that name because she said, my name is Mputeng. People will come to me and ask me about their problems, of which through the gift that I have, I will be able to help people. And after that, I will give them Lerato. That's how Lerato came about. And after that explanation, oh, I loved that name Mputeng so much and embraced it after hating it for almost 30 years.
Well, I'm so glad you got an explanation and you've come to embrace and love your name.
Yes. So,
So going back to the lines, we have Ukoko Katie Ndlangamandla Mbata on the line, and we've been having a great conversation about names, African naming traditions. I want to try and get in three more calls before we end the show. We have Utlaleng calling us from the Vaal. Good evening, Utlaleng, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Cindy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm good. Hi, Gogo. Okay, and my name is Tlaleng. My name is Tlaleng. When I asked my mother about it, apparently she was giving three names to choose from, and she didn't like the other two names, and then she chose Tlaleng. So I didn't like the name because my understanding was Tlaleng is a place of hunger, more like. So when I asked her, it was like, no, you were named after your aunt. So I used to, most of the time when people were asking my name, I used to say, I give them my other name, which is Priscilla. But then as I grow up and I go through spiritual journey, I realized that Tlaleng is the meaning, has a lot of meaning for me. And it's my purpose here on, it means my purpose here on the world. Because what I'm currently doing, I find myself in a situation where I'm helping a lot of people where they have they need food, they need advices, and I am really there for them, even though sometimes I don't have money, but I don't know how I help them, but I find myself helping people in the family, you find the in the family, at work and friends. So I really love my name.
Well, that's a beautiful name and it's a very beautiful story. And thank you for having such a big heart, Tlaleng.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's chat to Utabiso calling us from Soweto. Hi, Tabiso, and thank you for holding.
Mrs. Van Zyl, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm the only person who calls you Mrs. Van Zyl.
Yes, you
and
are.
And you do know me.
I know exactly who you are.
Good to hear from you. Tokozani Kokondog. My name is Tabiso. And then my other name is Itumeleng. So basically, I've actually grown accustomed to my name because wherever I go, I Tabisa Batu. And then Batu Badula by Itumet. And then my wife's name is Tabiseng. So that Tabisan.
So it's one big happy family.
We are one big happy family. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, Tabiso.
Pleasure, Mrs. Fonze. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tobin.
086-00-00959. We have Elizabeth calling us from Fosloras. Good evening, Elizabeth, and welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Thank you for the opportunity. I think another thing that you must realize about the names is that Lina ke home. When a woman gets married, you find a family having its own ways of doing things. There are certain names which are not supposed to leave the clan. Now, we keep on renaming them to our children and so on. And a name will not always have a meaning as we expect it. But it will always give us a sense of belonging. That this child, when you are, your name is Pahanyana like I am, the people who belong to that clan will know exactly what it resembles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you for that.
Because I can hear that side people are overlooking. Right now, if I ask you what does Pete mean or Henry mean, we will not know. But for the African way, there are names which are not supposed to leave that land. Mm. Even if we can decide as mothers to name our children by event and so on, probably in the ID, there is a name that belongs to that clan. Mm.
Okay.
That holds that clan together.
Mm.
And that indicates as well the level and the significance of that clan.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Elizabeth. And I'll ask Gogo Ndlanga Mandla to just, you know, continue with that train of thought. Gogo Katie?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think what Elizabeth has highlighted something important about names that get passed down from you know, from one generation to the next.
It is. It is. Says that I agree with her in terms of clan, that it belongs there. What I also want to highlight, the clan is not only physical as we know it. We have what we call a spiritual clan. Now, a spiritual clan, it's necessary. It doesn't mean that it's people that you really know.
Mm.
It's people that you are meant to actually come and share your journey with on earth. So in English term, they call it your soul family.
Mm.
In the African context, we're saying clan. But on the spiritual realm, it goes beyond our surnames. Like, you know, you find Umbata, Nomzulu belonging into those surnames, belonging to the same clan. It goes beyond that. I could have somebody that is totally of a different culture, of a different race even, of a different everything, but spiritually they belong to my clan.
Mm.
And that's where you meet people and you get a sense of, I know you, but they don't tick the boxes of, I grew up with you, you speak my language, you're black, you're white. They go outside of all of that.
Coming back to Twitter, we have someone says, I was named Kanyisile, meaning she has brought light. And my mom also almost died giving birth to me. She says, I was the light that kept her fighting to live. And then Ulifu says, I used to be teased at primary school because I used my second name. I reverted back to my first name post-matric. When someone uses my middle name, they know me from home. And I think a lot of us have those home names that only, you know, only people from home know. And then Uzorodzai says, my mom had gone through a lot by the time she had me. So she named me Zorodzai, literally to give rest. That's a Shona name. I was the one who would bring peace and rest to her battered soul. And someone else says, Unandipa, my mom used to go to school with a Nandipa that had big eyes and was very intelligent, and she loved her and how she carried herself. And so I'm the younger version of the Nandipa that, you know, my mommy went to school with. And the next tweet, my dad tells me they only wanted girls. And after four boys, I finally came along and everyone was so excited. They all wanted to name me. That's how I ended up with Klombe, my clan name. Also, I initially had five names and they settled on three names. So many different stories coming through on the timeline, Gogo and Ndlanga Mandla. And it's just so beautiful to read how people got their names.
Yes. It is, as I was earlier mentioning, that also it's also just being identified on spiritual level, like the last caller was saying, in terms of the clan, as we know it as African. There's also spiritual clan, as I explained.
Yes.
Where you will be recognized by your spiritual clan. So you then find home where you go, because our spiritual clan are very diverse. They don't come in a certain look, size, color, race. We really spiritually are all one and we're connected. And that's when people are struggling to kind of identify with their so-called slave name. I'll give you just a quick example with mine. The name Kate.
Yes.
I was named by my then boss, to my mom. So my mom was a domestic.
Yes.
And when I was born, obviously, she was around and she knew my mom was pregnant. And she called my mom and said, I want you to name this child Kate. And she explained why. She said, I'm giving the child name Kate because it belonged to my grandmother. And that's the heritage. So it was that huge that when I then answered my calling, because you will then start to understand these things once you become spiritually awakened.
Mm.
So if you realize some of the callers, where they change their mind about the name, they all have one thing in common. They say,
when I then went on my spiritual journey, and I understand exactly. Once you go spiritual, which is, doesn't have to be Ubungoma, but we all need to become spiritually awakened to who we are meant to be. Once you get that awakening, understanding, then you realize it's not necessarily that I need to be of Kate as an associated with white people, but I have a lot of ancestral white heritage that protects me and goes with me, which then explains the second spirit I had to honor in terms of what they call it in Ebungomeni is Umdawu, where Umdawu is another thing that is foreign to your blood issues. So Amakhosi is Idlozi, which is associated with your bloodline. Then Umdawu is normally foreign to who you are originally are. So it would be another spirit that you don't understand. First is their language, you got to understand what they're saying to you. So that's when I understand the bigger picture to say the spiritual clan also with the name, I had to have that name and use it so that they can identify me later on to say there's one of our own.
Yeah.
And it's very fascinating how it came about. So the more we reject these names and not understanding the spiritual reason why it came about, we're also rejecting part of who we're meant to be.
And Gogondlangamandla, when it comes to the decision to change your name, Is this something that someone would have to discuss with their family? And I mean, if you're old enough, you can go to Home Affairs and change your name. It's entirely up to you. But what would you advise someone that's thinking of changing their name?
Well, it's firstly, you got to question the reason why. So if it's coming from the rejection that some people have highlighted to say, I just didn't like it, then that's not good enough in terms of, I would not suggest to say, just go and change it. I would suggest to say, first find out the meaning, and it's almost like before you even interrogate the name, you got to try and get the spiritual side of who you are, because that will kind of lead you to whether you need to change it or not. And yes, there are instances when you go to your spiritual awakening and you find that the name that you were given does not resonate with who you're meant to be. It's okay to change it when you change it in that context where you understand now. You're not doing it from a hurt place, from a very bitter place, from a, I don't like it, from all these things, the reasons, the other negative reasons. It's a slave name, I don't like it. But you are more tapping into your spiritual self-understanding that it doesn't serve me. It doesn't bring out the me that I'm meant to be. Then it's okay. You can successfully go ahead and change it. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's also the process before you actually do that. The reasoning behind it is what I can advise is important.
So it gets to
when
know.
When you then change it, yes, when you change it and it carries that much of a weight, that's when some people say you are not supposed to change it because now you're literally moving away to who you're meant to be. You change it based on the wrong reasons. I don't like it because it's a slave name. I don't like it because it's associating with the bank. Whatever the reason, but it doesn't really come from the thing, you know. It's not spiritually guided to say change it.
Okay. Well, we're taking calls on 086-00-00959 for the competition. We have a Grow Great competition and we have a 3,000 Rand Baby City voucher to give away. We want to talk to two dads. I'll be asking you five questions, true or false questions. And if you win, you can get yourself a 3,000 Rand Baby City voucher brought to you by Grow Great. And in closing, Gogo, the name that you were given after your spiritual journey, did you have a choice in it, or it was a name that was... Did you have any choice in the names that you were given? Not Katie, it's the Ndangamandla name.
Okay, it's a very important point to highlight. When you get your names on a spiritual level,
yes,
with my gift, you don't get to be given in most cases. But even if you do get to be given, you need to have either some, it needs to resonate with you. So, but most of the time, it's not meant to be given. Somebody cannot come and name you. And
okay.
There's a spiritual connection to say, this is what they had me tell you, you need to be called. And it needs to resonate with who you need to be in terms of your gift. But with mine, they were very uniquely done in how originally it needs to be so that people can identify with their names quicker. I was not given. I was led into, I was assisted with the ritual.
Okay.
For the name to come to me. I don't know if that makes sense.
I
so I was the one that had to say, this is the name that comes to mind.
Okay.
And because I was assisted, there are rituals that are done to help you connect, to say, okay, connect, and we're asking for the name.
Okay.
And then whatever name that's going to come to mind, and then you say it. But that's how traditional it should be, so that you can easily identify with it. Okay. However, there is a side where your kobela, which is your spiritual mom or dad, would then be given that leeway to say, okay, this is what they have need, or you should be.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Gogo Katie Langamandambata. I'll definitely have you back on the show. I think there wasn't enough time for us to explore this topic. There's so much more to explore, and I shall make sure that we have a follow-up show to this one. Thank you so much for all your wisdom that you shared with us this evening.
Yes, there is. Thank you so much for giving me a call and allowing me to share my experiences, because there are my experiences.
No, thank you very much.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding
Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.